Please join me in prayer. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, Lord, truly be acceptable to you this evening. In Jesus' name we pray. The vicar has appointed me to be the service pastor of the sixth Saturday's service. And I just want to share with you, after seeking the Lord for 2 weeks, what he has implanted upon my heart to share with our congregation here. Firstly, to the leaders. Last Saturday, I shared with the leaders concerning what the Lord has put upon my heart so that he can let the people know, and we go together. We go this journey together for the Saturday service. So this afternoon sharing, I will share from Deuteronomy chapter 8, which is always constantly to ask us to be gratitude, to be grateful, to remember, to recall how God has led this congregation for the coming 4 years, 3.5, almost 4 years. We started in 2012, October. So almost 4 years, how the Lord has led us through times of difficulties, getting to know each other, and how the Lord has led us in our personal life. So the congregation's life and the personal life always go hand in hand. We cannot separate both. So we, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, God is asking us to be thankful, to recall, to be thankful and recall and humble ourselves, knowing that he has led us through. He will continue to lead us. Just share with you that on 24th of May, around 5 o'clock, after my visitation, I went out for visiting, and I received a call from a vicar. I didn't pick up was visitation, but when I went home, I called him, and he was busy, he didn't call. It was around, until about 6 o'clock that he called me. I called him, and he returned my call, and he says, Freddie, I would like to appoint you as the service pastor of the Saturday service. And I said, you want me to be the service pastor? And it was on the 24th, I think it's on a Tuesday evening. And then later in the evening, he called Pastor, now it's Reverend Alvin, to tell him that he has appointed me to be the service pastor, and then Alvin will be going up to the 8 and 11:15 service together with Reverend Peter Cook to do the liturgical service. You know, Pastor Alvin has been just ordained, and he needs to know more of the Anglican type way of worship. You won't learn it at the CNS, the NAF unit. So he was there, and he received a call around 10 p.m. And both of us was a bit bewildered, all right? It's not that I'm not familiar with Saturday service, but it was too sudden. And on the following day, Wednesday morning, all right, on a Wednesday morning during our senior staff meeting, he announced, I thought he would delay a bit, maybe 1 or 2 weeks' time, then announced slowly, but he straight away announced that Pastor Freddie will be taking over, and all of us at the staff meeting was boom. It was too sudden. But when I'm ordained, when every clergy is ordained, we will sign the declaration, canonical obedience, which means we obey whatever the bishop says, God, bishop says, and then below bishop is the vicar. So vicar says, go left, we go left, we go right, we go right. But we will talk to him, how come? But in the end, canonical obedience, we do it. And it was very shocking, not saying shocking, it was really very heavy upon me. I am very frank, very open to all of us here because you're like part of me. And because I'm in charge of the Hokkien service, 4:30 also. And now we changed to 4:30, so I'm the 4:30 service pastor for both services. So it's very exciting. You know, there was one time when I, beginning of this year, January, Pastor Elvin was appointed as service pastor of the Saturday. And I've been taken out to do 9 o'clock, more concentrated 9 o'clock. So I was absent for quite some time, since January to maybe about May. And then God is really a God that listens, even though you do not say anything. And it was once that I came to the service, about to start, and I approached Lawrence. And I just felt this burden, and I wept, right? Emotionally wept. I don't know, I just some sort of that. I missed the miss you guys, miss the service people. It's about the bonding was there because we started together, and I didn't even tell the Lord. I just talked to Lawrence, and Lawrence prayed for me. And it was so powerful that the prayer answered. After 6 months, I come back again. So the Lord knows, right? Even don't you have not prayed, God knows. But the main thing is I want to share with you this evening briefly, and then I'm going to share with you the vision that God has given to me. So this evening, this afternoon's topic was basically casting, vision casting for our Saturday service. It's basically vision casting. Okay, we need vision. I tell the Lord when the Lord appointed me, and I took 2 days off from office. I told the vicar, I need really, because you tell me so soon, and he reported to the SSM. That means it's confirmed. Give me 2 days, just 2 days. Let me seek the Lord. So I was absent 2 days from the office. Office in cathedral office, you can never get things done. After this phone call, I told welcome center, got people need counseling. You have to run. So I took 2 days off, and then it was on Thursday, Friday, and I tell the Lord that I'm going to seek you, and I'm going to tell, please tell me something. For the 2 days, I hear nothing at all. I was Cantonese, very ganchong. I want to hear, but cannot. It's not that the Lord is not speaking. He's speaking, but I was too tense up. I can't hear. And third day, I also can't hear. Fourth day. But the reading to this, after 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks time, then the Lord showed me something, and it was a big relief from me. So I'm going to share it with you what the Lord has put upon my heart for all of us. A vision, there's something, we need to see something forward. So I'm going to share with you the vision that God has, the Lord has given. Okay, vision, what is vision? Okay, the ability, right? The ability to think about or plan the future with, in this case, with His wisdom and with His permission. So whatever we're going to do is not just like, oh, we want to do it. Many times pastors do it this way. Oh, we want to reach out to the people. And when the congregation, certain things that we do, oh, it seems bringing people in. And we say, okay, this is my focus. And then after 2 weeks later, no, it seems not. And then you keep on waiting. And then a lot of certain things that happen in the congregation, you change your focus. Okay, this is what we're going to reach out to. It keep on going, hit here and hit there, nowhere. But the Lord showed me something, and I'm going to share with you. I pray that all of us will, together with the pastoral staff, together with me, we're going to really go for it. So vision is to plan things, to see in the future with God's wisdom, and to be able to work hand in hand within. The state of being able to see the future, I can visualize what this congregation will be. Not so much as the numbers, but what we're going to do, how we're going to reach out to people. The state of being able to see the future in God's eye, not my way. Normally pastors say, okay, I want the whole CNS to be filled with people. This is, wow, good. But what we're going to see with the Lord's eye. Okay, but it requires God's wisdom, how to do it, His creativity, His creative power, how He's going to use our leadership, myself, and dare to do new methods, new things for Him, inspired by the Holy Spirit, perceptiveness, the breadth of the view. Okay, this is what we're going to do next time, and how we're going to usher people into His kingdom. There must be foresight, insight, far-sighted, discernment from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we go haywire. Sometimes we go, nope, we stay back. Awareness and sharpness. What is going on in today's world? And reach out. Now that this one works, okay, this week I'll do this. Couple of months later, that one worked. Okay, this is what the Lord wants us to know. The Lord has one thing for one service. God has certain things for Saturday service. God has certain things for the 7 a.m. service. God has certain things for the 9 a.m. service. We cannot hit and run, hit and run. It goes. It's good to reach out to many people. We stay focused what the Lord wants. Together, join with us. Go for it. And we will see what the Lord can do. How do I know what God wants for the Saturday service? As I said earlier, I sick and sick, really sick. You see, I got a little prayer mountain in Yishun. It's not a mountain. It's just a slope. Right? And there are a lot of rubber trees and a very nice place. And it's near the mosque, actually very close to the mosque. I will go up there at least once a week or twice a week, and just to seek the Lord. Say, Lord, what are you going to do? And I can't hear anything even when I go up to my prayer mountain to pray. But I remember that it was the rustling of the leaves, you know. The leaves blowing, the wind. I'm not being drama, but I hear the leaves blowing. It just gives me such comfort that know that God is there. God is there for me. Hey, I'm here for me. Why are you so ganchong and why are you so panicking? God is there. So what God is doing is really seeking your pastor, I'm your pastor, is really seeking Him, right? Seeking Him, desperate seeking Him, because I don't want to let all of us go astray. It's very scary. To seek Him, and really seeking Him, even though He don't speak, you keep on telling Lord, I need to wake up at 4 a.m. seeking Him. My routine is such, 4 plus I will wake up. And sometimes I forgot that people are still sleeping, I start texting. vicar, you do this, and then the vicar told me, hey, this is 5 o'clock, you're texting me early in the morning, seeking him, and then crying out to him, really cry out to him. Hey, but guys, really cry out to him, whatever you have, not only for the church, but for your own personal, cry out to him, and then trusting him. He show you, do it, don't ask anything else, all right? And then, okay, I want you to do something now, okay? Are you a grateful people? Are you very grateful to people, all right? Do this test, all right? Now think of it. Would you describe yourself as, firstly, very grateful for Pastor Freddy coming to talk to you. Are you grateful in a sense, or are you generally grateful? Thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, okay, grateful. Hey, I'm very grateful, you know what? Our family have been waiting to see this musical, Les Miserables. I call it Les Miserables. And it's so on. We, since Taiwan days, we have been wanting to see this musical. It's really good. And someone gave us a DVD, so we watched the DVD. But about 2 weeks ago, one of Dr. Church member, not our church, another, he called me. I said, have you watched this Les Miserables? I said, no. I would like to invite you to see. I said, but it's very expensive. You've got a good seat. You see, musical, you cannot sit far. You must sit right near. And it's $200 or $300. And then he says, go for it. 3 tickets for us. I said, it's expensive. He said, don't worry. During his Saturday service, the Lord spoke to him. Just imagine, spoke to him in a service, buy 3 tickets for Pastor Freddy. It's a Saturday service, so beware, the Lord will speak to you to buy something for us. So tonight, we are going to watch Les Miserables. It was so beautiful. I mean, I'm grateful to him. I'm grateful. If the Lord can bless me that way, he will bless you. Right? So it's really funny. And so he called me up, texted me, said, why? He said, because the Lord spoke me through my Saturday service. Saturday service, no? So are you a very grateful people, or generally grateful, or sometimes and occasionally very thankful to people? Or are you just disappointed, like Winnie the Pooh, the donkey, or is it? The guy always so depressing or very frustrated. Deuteronomy chapter 8 tells us always to remember and always to be thankful and to be grateful. And we're going to go through the few verses. This is what the Lord showed. Assurance of what the Lord is going to do for us at the 5 Saturday service. So we want to call it Saturday 4 p.m., 4:30 service. We struggle even at a staff meeting whether to call this service Saturday 4:30 service, Saturday service, Saturday worship service. We still have not come, but actually it's Saturday service, because Saturday there's only one service. You don't have to tell them it's 4:30. It's only one service. So the assurance and blessing of the Lord as I go through the Word of God during the past 2 weeks when the Lord showed me. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4, please open your Bible. So we're going to refer quickly to these verses because I'm going to share. Here, very God is so gracious, you know. For 40 years, God says, your clothing did not wear out on you and your food did not swell these 40 years. Clothing do not wear out, but fashion wears out. But your clothing will not wear out, and then your food will not swell. I, for one who loves shoes, I'm crazy about shoes. Pedro is one of my favorite because the size fits me. Pedro's size cuts my shoe. So God says, your leg will not swell, all right? And your clothing will not be worn out, okay? It says, your clothing did not wear out for you 40 years, and your foot did not swell. And then in verse 7, God says, I'm bringing you into a good land. And this is what I had in mind. God is going to bring us, this congregation, into a new season. It's not a new land, but new season. What is God going to do? It says, a good land, verse 7, a land of brooks, water flushing, and fountains and springs flowing in. And then a land of wheat and barley, that's plenty. Talk about abundance. A land of pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey. All these are really food. A land where we will eat bread and then in which you lack nothing. And this congregation is going to lack nothing, not only for ourselves, but for the whole congregation, that we can bring people in. What is the purpose, or what are you doing on earth here? Is to usher people in the kingdom of God. And verse 10, you shall eat All right, Singaporean, you shall eat and be full. Not only eat, but be full to the power. Really full, and you will bless the Lord. And then when your herds multiply, that means your whatever you do will multiply. Verse 15, God has seen them through the terrifying wilderness, fiery serpents, etc., etc. And verse 16, the Lord will feed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers never experienced. All these are the verse, promises, the assurance of God, what he's going to do in a congregation, followed by in your life. He will bless, he continue to bless us in many ways. By the warning of the Lord, all right, the warning of the Lord in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5, and know in your heart, as a man disciplines his God, will discipline us when we go astray. Verse 6, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord, your God, by walking in his way, fearing him. All right, and verse 12, verse 13, concerning that if you are prosperous, you grow, do not forget the Lord. The warning of the Lord. And that's what the Lord spoke to me. He said, yes, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to use you, Freddie, to lead this congregation into a new season, but humble yourself. Remember, it is me, the Lord. It's I who lead you through. He's going to go use you. And the warning is that if I forget him, if I think that I can do it myself, that's where I'm going to fall, and this congregation is going to fall flat. So do pray for your pastor and pray for our congregation leaders that we will always constantly be thankful. Remember him and do it. To obey and devoted to him. Chapter 8, verse 1-2. The whole commandment I give to you today shall be, you shall be careful to do it, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord has given. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord, your God, has led you all these 40 years, all these 3.5 years of the Saturday service. So all these are the assurance of blessing, the warning, and lastly, we must obey and do it. And I said that I was seeking the Lord showed me something concerning the expressway. You know, I don't drive. Carol drives, my wife drives me wherever I go. I don't have license. Not even copy license, I don't have. I remember when I went for the testing, I sit in front and the testers shout at me and I said, I pay you money, you shout at me. I don't want to take anymore. And since then, I never take driving tests. But I always joke with my wife, saying, God says, I'm born to be driven. So my wife is the driver since before we married. Okay, she has been driving. It gave me the vision of the expressway, you know. It's something really weird, expressway. The Lord is going to show me something on the expressway. A vision of the expressway, okay. This is what the Lord showed me. It says that when we started this service 3.5 years ago, we have been driving around the road of Singapore. That means we started the service. We need to know where we want to focus and what type of people we're going to do and how to start it. It's just testing. It's right. For the beginning of a service, it's always good to know what's going on. It's just like driving round and round, get to know Jalan Kayu and then how to go there. Get to know all the people. And this is what the Lord's, okay, it's good. It's 3.5 years doing. But now we're heading to the expressway. And that means we're heading to the expressway. From this month onwards, we're going to go into the heading for it. That means we must know. And then, on the expressway, there's no stopping. At least I know, I don't take driving, but I know that you cannot stop. There'll be accident, you cause a lot of traffic jam. You cannot, so you just keep on. For me, each Sunday, when I come to church, it's from Yishun, is it Pan Express or whatever expressway, start until I reach Cathedral, and that is my destination from my home today. And it's going the expressway. And that day, I sat in the car as Carol was driving, and I counted, there are about 44 little signs. Watch out for the little signs along the way. Reaching, what is our destination for Saturday service? Is to bring people into the kingdom of God. It's not only for us. God cares for us. He loves us. But he used us to draw people into this kingdom, into this service. That these people will go into heaven when they depart. So our destination is bring people there. And then there are 44 little signs. And I told my leaders that these 44 little signs are signs. I'm heading for it. But 44 signs is for you all, for the leadership, for my pastoral staff to tell me together during our staff meeting, during a leaders meeting, hey, I think Pastor, we have gone a little bit haywire. Expressway sometimes go turn left, do not turn left because you end up in Amokyo, end up in Bradle, end up whatever straight. So 44 signs. We are in expressway, but we need to always stay focused. The Lord will warn us of certain dangers. Okay, I'm going to show you a video, a short, it may be long, but I'm going to cut short, of going into the expressway. It's the best way, safest way, but you got to listen, got to obey, got to watch out for whatever things. Oh.
Statistically, one of the safest places to travel is on the freeway. But getting
freeway,
on and off
but
can be pretty dangerous. So today I'll share a few tips on how to safely merge and exit off of the freeway.
I'm still scanning the intersection to make it clear of red light runners and entering my on-ramp.
Four, three and a half
I can see there are two lanes, so I'm checking to my right. I don't see any cars coming in from the right merging in. Up ahead I am going to have to merge, so I'm going to get my signal on early and I'm getting my speed up to 60 miles per hour. And I'm checking the gap in traffic early and often. So I see a gap behind me, I'm going to fit right in, and I'm on the freeway. Once I'm finally on the freeway, check my mirrors one more time and cancel my signal. Now that I'm on the freeway, I can increase my following distance from the car in front of me, make sure I've got a good 3 seconds at least of following distance. Turn, I can see that the ramp does have two lanes. The right lane is a carpool, which is going to merge in with me, so I'm checking to the right. Nobody in the lane, and I do see the sign for an added lane up ahead, so I'm not going to have to merge. This makes it one of the easier kinds of on-ramps. So I still see the Gore area to my left, a lot of cars cross this. So I'm looking ahead, and I'm still checking traffic around me in my rear view and side view mirrors and over my shoulder because I want to see if anyone's going to try to sneak into my lane ahead of me or behind me. Right now it looks good, pretty clear. We've got a car coming in pretty fast on the right. It looks like they might want to take this exit. Add-on lanes are great, but they usually end up being exit-only lanes, so you have to go on the freeway and then decide if you want to stay and exit or possibly move over and make a lane change.
Okay, what is being shown is going to the expressway. And then after that, on the expressway, we see many signs and the warning that we should not go other direction. So whatever is in the expressway, I was praying, in my prayer, I was telling the Lord, Peter, I need your help to get stuck. I was telling the Lord, Lord, you are the driver. And the Lord says, no, we are the driver. Normally, we think that we sit there and then God drives us. No, the Lord let us drive the car. So we drive, and there are many signs how to exit, how to. So as we pay attention to what God is doing in this congregation, right, there are going to be blessings. There are going to be really what the Lord is going to do. He will continue to bless this ministry. Now, in the past 3.5 years, really thankful for Pastor Alvin, Reverend Alvin, Bishop Kwan, and the rest of the leadership, Pastor John, who has led us through until this time. But this is a new season, new season that the Lord is going to give to us. So we have to pay attention to what God is going to do in our lives. So I'm going to share with you, as you know, when the Lord showed me the expressway, I was telling the Lord, wow, now we are heading. That means there's no stopping. Really full speed, continue. There's no stopping. And once we reach our destination, that is bringing people into the kingdom of God, then great and mighty things will happen. As shown, it's really parallel. What happens in the physical, it happens in the spiritual. So now we are on the expressway. And then one, how to fulfill this vision is to let this service be a service that we heal the sick, we raise the weary, we cheer the faint-hearted. Our ordinary prayer is to an extraordinary God. We protect those who are hurt, lift up those who are down, and we teach. Okay, the Lord reminds us to remember, at least remind me to remember Him, to be thankful, to be humble, and to trust. For these 2 years, Vicar has set up this vision for the whole of Cathedral, and we are part of Cathedral, one of the services in Cathedral. So the three things, can you remember the vision of Cathedral? Roots down, the next one. Walls down, and the last one. Bridges out. So with these three, we're going to how to fulfill these three. So for the Saturday service, roots down, what we're going to do is through teaching and grounding of God's word through these three areas, through the sermon, what we're going to preach, and through the CE courses. Every now and then they got CE courses, Christian education courses, and then also to the Connect group, which is this week is the Connect group. Vicar is going to challenge all of us to meet in this small group where the study of Word of God is being really studied. So this is roots down. Walls down. Okay, walls down is really also of a caring within ourselves. It's caring and meeting the needs of our members. And one area that the Lord really put in my heart is for family. And I pray that this Saturday service will be a friendly, family-friendly focused service. Caring of family. We know that family, a lot of families are being hurt, trouble, and the world is not going to help them. The world is not going to shelter them. The world is not going to encourage them, but to condemn them. But we want our Saturday service reinforced on loving families, children coming together to worship. And I, for one, is really be very open for children even to come for us to worship. Parents, children with parents, if they cry, if they make noise, it's all right. I want to encourage all of us that we need to focus that children are part of this congregation. If they make noise, if they cry, it's okay. Parents will take care. Do not say that when they cry, parents become so tense up and everybody look at the parents and then please proceed there, they crash or whatever it is. No, this service will be purely family service with children around. I'm going to show you a video of how this father struggle, and there are many single parents who need the shelter of the church to care for. So we're going to watch this video concerning family. And I pray that this video will touch your heart. One of the things that the Lord put upon my heart is for family. And God promised that He will be the father to the fatherless. In a society of Singapore, many families are hurting and they're growing up. Some single parents in the family, they're struggling. And if the world do not accept them, if the church do not accept them, if we do not provide a safe environment to teach, to nurture, then what will happen to family? And this is one of the things that I want to stress in our Saturday service. Not only this, but another area that we want to stress is to really to evangelize, to help other people coming to know the Lord. So Wallstown is a place where we care. We want to tell the family that we do care. We really love, we care, we pray, and we protect you. If they cannot find it in the world, the church provides. A place where family can come home to. A place where you will never be left alone. We are always there. A place where family can be bonded together. How to bond a family, teaching them that God will be the father of fatherless, and He will bring the heart, turn the heart of children to fathers and fathers to children. This is what we want to do, because family coming together, the children will be next generation. They will see how the parents worship. A place where hurting families, struggling families can find love, acceptance. And this is one of the vision that we want to rest. God says He's the father of the fatherless. He protects the orphanage, often cares for the widowers. And this is what we're doing. Walls down. The other walls down we're going to do is caring and meeting to the needs of our people here. Besides the family, each time after service, we want to create an environment for the Lord to minister to us. There'll be any ministry time. There'll be a team of leaders who will be trained how to pray for you, how to pray for the sick, how to, even if anything happens, deliverance, we're going to do it, that this is the time that things will take place. After service, after sermon, there'll be a time for us. The altar is open. And there'll be weekly tea fellowship. I believe that at time and after service, you can proceed upstairs to have a time of tea fellowship and to bond together. At time, when, I know when you're sick something, you be going for dinner, but do stay behind, join us for a time of fellowship. We prepare some food to enjoy each other's fellowship. And then the vicar has provided, actually, I say, okay, we're going to have this and we're going to have drink tea and then we're going to have provide the cooler, the water, hot water container for us to make 3-in-1. He says, no, don't give our members 3-in-1. Give our members the best coffee. And today we're going to start with boiling with a very specially brewed coffee. And in 2 weeks' time, Vicar has certain ideas, or barrister, or whatever it is, some good coffee to really, this is our family. And there'll be some food. And if you're hungry, you can eat more. If you're not going for dinner, please consume more. If you're going for dinner, please take a little bit. So this is a bonding time. This is what I look forward to. Family coming together. After service, do not just go off. Coming together, and we provide, try to provide good, substantial things for us to fellowship around. And then also connect group, right? Joining small group where we're being taken care of. Bridges out. What we're going to do, right? Walls down is teaching, roots down, yeah, is to really reaching up, I mean, to care for our own people. But bridges out is reaching out to the community. And then this is what we're going to do. Every fifth Saturday, there'll be a Friendship Saturday, we call it. In the past, we all Friendship Sunday, it just become a... No, this time we're going to Friendship Sunday means we're going to try our best to bring people coming in. There will be invited speaker to come in to share. There will be mime. There will be something that draws people, a message for them to hear, a healing service, outreach service. And they also want to encourage, reaches out, is Alpha Course starting 17th of July. Yes, Alpha Course. And Alpha Course always provide the best food. You know, the first time the Alpha Course starts with nasi ulam, for those who are Peranakan, you know, nasi ulam is something is very time-consuming. 9 little herbs to prepare. Vicar himself prepared the food. So we're going to have good food, good fellowship. You know, Jesus, when he was on earth, he hospitality is very important to him. He goes to Mary and Martha's house to eat, and many times when he goes to Peter's mother-in-law's home, I believe, for food, and Peter's mother-in-law was sick and in fever and healed. So part of hospitality is Jesus' desire to gather together. And this is what we're going to do for the quarterly in Alpha. And then the next one, adopting ministry. This is one area, it's my passion. Really, within the church, we're going to adopt a ministry. And one of the areas of ministry that, if you all don't know, there's every time, every Saturday, 2:30 onwards, there is this ministry for Shalom Kids. We call it children suffering from autism. They are not autistic children. They are children suffering from autism, like children suffering from diabetic, children suffer from Kawasaki. Don't brand it our children as autistic children. There's no such term. Children with autism. So we have it every 2:30 to about 4. The teachers are struggling, and Ling is here. She's in charge of the Ling. Could you just stand up? Right. Faithful teachers have been really teaching these children. And it's never easy, because this is an area of reaching out. Right? Do pop, not pop in to see, but pop in, go in and see how they worship. I was just there this afternoon. They sing beautifully. And there was once one of the child with autism led the whole school, the ministry in prayer. The Lord's Prayer is so beautiful. Don't think that children with autism know nothing. And this is area much needed. And there's a big range, a harvest field of the parents, reaching out to the parents. And my plan is to let us adopt this ministry. And adopting this ministry means we have to accept them and even invite them on fourth Saturday when there's gathering for children. Invite them coming in. But we have to be prepared that children with autism, they may just melt down in the service, they will cry, they will jump up and whatever it is. It's okay. Jesus loves them, and we need to love them. Don't be so close. Okay, we are. What is this child doing? Like the movie, he pushes the toilet roll down, start complaining. No, we accept. And this is one area that we want to adopt this Shalom Kids. They really need workers there, really crying out. But beautiful work has been done. And since they started, how many years? 7 years ago. Do you see some of them small? And now they've grown up to be teenagers. How many years of the teachers teaching them? Beautiful children, only that they suffer from autism. So we're going to adopt this ministry and talk to Ling after service if you want to volunteer yourself as a teacher or as a helper. It takes a lot, but this is a ministry that's much needed. We say reaching out, bridges out within our community. We're going to do that. And I pray that we're going to do that as much as possible. Myself and Caroline, we always be there. I would always want to be there to see how they worship. It's beautiful. And then the next one is outside the church, community outside the church cathedral. It could be any ministry. And one of the area of ministry is the YWAM they have. They call it Mercy Center, ministering to delinquent kids. They meet on Sunday. And because we worship on Saturday, Sunday, we are free. We can reach out to the community outside. These are bridges out. Don't just keep to yourself. All right? Saturday service, as I say, do areas you're going to do from today onwards. Family, I put it family-friendly, focused worship service, FFFWS. And the others are reaching out to the lost. And this is area they're going to do. The service format, Vicar will come with a new service format for all of us. That means the service format. And then I say family service every fourth Saturday. And this fourth Saturday is really good speaker will be coming for this quarter, from until now to September. The fourth Saturday will be time with Uncle Harley. You know who is Uncle Harley? Right, he's a funny guy. And the message is not only for children, it's for adults and children. So, but it's more catered to family. They'll be singing. I'll talk to Ling later. Just now I saw them worship by the video and they were jumping and singing. It's beautiful. Let them lead in worship. Let the Shalom kids lead in worship. So these are the things. Fourth Sunday is important. Family together and invite non-Christian family coming in together to worship. And that's where the church cares. The church really cares. Shelter them. The world beat them, but we shelter them. So Fourth Sunday. And of course, the other one is getting to know you, T, right? I said T. And then this photo booth is just in my mind. I'm going to share. When I share excited, I will share everything. This photo book is probably during our anniversary, fourth anniversary, October. We're going to, planning. If you have suggestions, let the leaders know. We're going to have dinner, all right? Going to have dinner, and then we're going to have a photo booth, like what the wedding they have, you know? And then take photograph, every family, take photograph. All of us take photograph. And then while eating, you can go and collect your photo from the booth. That means the family booth, but don't put on funny things. No, I want to see you. Basically, it's for me to know you all. So I want to get a photograph with your name. Then, oh, okay, this is the Lim's family, this is Ang family, whatever it is. So we do it in a second because we are family-oriented. We want to be excited about it. And this is family, pure family fun together. It's like wedding, okay, see your photograph, collect it. So bear in mind all this. Invite family coming together. We want to see the family grow in the Lord. Family, save as a family, right? You and the household will be safe. So this photo book is just in mind. If it doesn't work out, please don't blame me, blame Peter, blame my staff. We are looking into it, the cause of it, and every area. And of course, outreach every fifth Saturday. It's an outreach. It's no more just shilly-shally, but it's outreach. The leadership, I'm going to introduce you to some of the leaders so that you will know who are the leaders. Anything goes wrong, you go to them. Okay, for the pastoral staff, Peter, where Peter? Peter is there with Esther, all right? And then Gum is not here with Mason. Gum is not here because he has to go down to BB. And Edmund Chua is there, all right? The wife, Susan. They'll be helping me as pastoral staff. And then the usher team is Karen. Is Karen around? Karen's up there. Okay, usher team. And then also, just to introduce you, scripture reading team will be Gavin Raj. He's in charge of that. Information, that's very important. Gum, a lot of work to do in the info desk. And then City Kids, very wonderful work by Amanda. Three Saturdays they will be there, and the fourth Saturday they will join us, the children will join us. Lay readers will be in charge. And then the intercessors team will be Lawrence. Lawrence, could you just please stand up so that they can see you? Good old Lawrence, yeah. And then the ministry team, also Lawrence. This team will be in charge of how to pray for people, how to pray for deliverance, how to pray for the sick. So we're going to train a team of people to do it, right? And then also the music team, of course, this is very important. Veron, could you please stand up? Team is not here. And then Kelvin. Kelvin is very quiet, but he's all right? Wonderful, man. Sometimes I text him, it takes a long time, she didn't return my text. And I'm very concerned. I think, how come Veron replied, team report, he hasn't. And then he replied once, I was so happy. And then counting team, all right, counting team, at first counting team, I was thinking that it's counting money. It's not, it's counting attendance, all right. How many of you are here this Saturday and next Saturday, how many? So to let me know the attendance so I would know who is not around. Okay, this takes a lot of time. And then, of course, the fellowship team, which is very important. Sok Huang, are you around? Sok Huang is preparing. Okay, Sok Huang and Siu Hong. Siu Hong is Michael Wee's wife. Okay, they're in charge of fellowship. That means they're going to have a team under them. And please volunteer yourself to prepare food for the people. They will contact you. Okay, the connect group will do it. Fellowship time. And we have budgeted every Saturday certain amount to have some substantial good food, but not too filling food. Right? This is important. Yes, that's all. So what we're going to do is to really pray that whatever is shared today is from what the Lord has burdened me. But it takes a whole troop, all of us, to be open for the Lord to lead. And if you are new here, we invite you to join us. You think that this is the service for me. Hey, this is the service for me. I love families. Do join us. And I invite you to invite parents, non-believers, to come in, because this will be a caring community. This is the next season of the Saturday's service life. It is not just a service, it's caring. Nobody will be left behind. We care, we protect, we love families and individuals. You may be not, you're just a visitor, but we encourage you to join us for this Saturday full time, together with us worship, and we can see things happen. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that, you are such a gracious God, and you are a God who cares for families. Lord, you have promised that you are the father of the fatherless, you watch for orphan, and you cares for family, Lord. Many are hurting, many unbelieving. Lord, I pray that this service will open arms to receive each one of them. And not only families, receive people who are hurting, people who are discouraged, because you are a God who cares. So Lord, we commit that this vision will be your vision for this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.